Hello, Fiona Ritchie here. Thanks a lot for joining me, and you are very welcome to this week's edition of The Thistle and Shamrock. William Jackson makes full use of the dramatic Highland pipes in Corryvreckan, his own composition and arrangement for Scottish Chamber Orchestra strings. No matter what your cultural heritage or your acquired tastes in music, the sound of the great Highland pipes is recognised throughout the world, perhaps as the most potent symbol of Scotland and of Celtic music in general. There are actually many different types of pipes and reed and bag and drone instruments all around the world, but it's a type of instrument that is most concentrated in the Atlantic archipelago, especially Scotland and Ireland, and in the related coastal cultures across the sea in Brittany and Galicia. We're going to listen through the varied music of the pipes this week with Davy Spillan of Ireland, Galicia's Carlos Núñez, Catherine Tickell from Northumberland, and Scots, including Hamish Moore. So stay with me. I know you will if you love the pipes, but if you're not sure, I really want you to give it a try this week. You'll be swept away, I'm confident, by the variety, the energy, and the emotion of these instruments. And we'll have a fair bit of singing in there too for you with Mike Scott of the Waterboys, amongst others. Now, you've heard the Great Highland Pipes, the obvious starting point. We will come full circle in the course of our programme this week. But I want you to hear two other types of Scottish bagpipes. First, the Lowland or Border Pipe, similar to the Highland Pipes, but with less volume. And then later in the set, the Small Pipes, a distinctive bellows-blown instrument, sweeter in sound and easier to blend with other instruments, in the trio Small Talk in this case. But first, one of Scotland's leading professional pipers, known for his music with the Whistlebinkies, Robert Wallace and the Berlinny Highlander.
Filoro, 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 ukele. Filoro, 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 ukele. E fali delio, ake soro, ukele. Anai mi kata sa. Rise again, the rerum. Carson, doctor, cook, tell me. Can hinge no can lershin. Must bark as tie by inchy. Rhine eyeless than kitten. Ankunami, herusu, the clucked yak the basin. Asylum numbas, Avilah eres chickfish. Filoro, 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 ukele. Filoro, 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 ukele. Erfali. Ake soro kukele, kanai mi katu sabuk, akraisi kandurirum.
Gwrt bi'n i lwnd o chorg Na smiorg yn gig Na cwrg sefad yn fai Sna clarsach na'n jid Na'n chesbi gair na donig Sa môlwg a eistiwg Na get o hwnt a storys Na hior na gulergo Filoro, filoro, filoro Bukela Filoro, filoro Er fali ilenu agus oro bukeilu Yn aim i cadl sabwch y graes gymryd
Small Talk with four tunes featuring Scottish small pipes, the Low Country Dance, the Ardvasser Blacksmith, the Black Haired Lad and the Shetland Fiddler. And before that, a sad love song featuring Billy Ross on vocals, also with Small Talk, Filoro. On now to perhaps the most complicated of all the bagpipes, played with bellows rather than a mouthpiece like the Scottish small pipes, and with drones protruding from the bag like all pipes of the Celtic sort, but uniquely with regulators on the drones, allowing for the drones to be played along with the fingering on the chanter, if you can visualise any of this. It takes 7 years learning, 7 years practising, and 7 years mastering, so they say, of the Irish Uilleann pipes. And one of the instrument's undisputed masters is Davy Spillane, here with Moya Brennan and A Place Among the Stones.
Thank you. Thank you.
Keela and Turlochs, with Moya Brennan on vocals. Davy Spillan gave us a place among the stones, Irish Illan Pipes, on show in these two pieces. It's Pipes 101 this week on the Thistle and Shamrock, as we listen through some music played on these most expressive and, as you're hearing, quite varied instruments. Travel with us to Galicia, Brittany and Northumberland as we continue, and it's all thanks to you, because your support is what makes it all possible here on Public Radio. This is NPR. Fiona Ritchie still with you, what a surprise, with Pipe Major Robert Matheson there, and more from him later. But I want to take you travelling to Spain now and the festive music of Galicia. It's a joyful fusion of Celtic roots and influences with Spanish instrumental styles. Carlos Nunez is our link. He's joining several of his countrymen from different Spanish traditions for Brotherhood of Stars. Then Mike Scott of the Water Boys joins Carlos for the classic traditional ballad Raggle Taggle Gypsy. The pipes Carlos Nunez is playing in this first piece are the Galician gaitas. It all combines to create the seductive sound of Celtic music under the sun.
Thank you. Sing high and the other sing low, and the other sing a raggle-taggle gypsy, oh. It was upstairs, downstairs the lady went, put on our suits of leather, oh. And there came a cry from around the door, she's away with a raggle-taggle gypsy, oh.
Catherine Tickell's pipes are some of the sweetest sounding in the bagpipe family. They are Northumbrian, as is Catherine Tickell, from the most northern region of England. And she played The Return. Carlos Nunez took us into the music of Galicia, with Mike Scott adding vocals on Raggle Taggle Gypsy. I want to take you back to another continental coastal region in which the British Isles and Ireland have as strong a cultural share as does its own French terrain, and that's Brittany. You'll hear the most high-pitched of all the bagpipes, or if you don't, your dog certainly will. In the Breton Bignou, there's only one drone, and those pipes are actually pitched an octave higher than their partner instrument, the oboe-like bombard. The biniouet plays in really with the bombard, enriching that instrument's melody line. And you'll hear this partnership, which is one of the great combinations in any kind of traditional music, wrapped up in the sound of Aré Yawonk of Brittany. That's coming up. There's a song also from Colm O'Donnell to clear your palate for that musical flavour. And first, a contemporary take on that Breton bombard biniou combination in the pairing of Scottish small pipes and bass clarinet from Hamish Moore and Dick Lee.
Thank you. at the patting of the sun, when my daily work was done, I rambled down the seashore for a walk. And I been all alone, I sat down upon the stone for to gaze on the scenes of New York. O the Nen Grabo Cree, you're the only land for me. You're the fairest that my eyes did e'er behold. You're the bright star of the west. You're the land St. Patrick blessed. You're that dear little isle so far away. It broke my mother's heart the day that I did part. Will I ever see my dear folks anymore? Not until my bones are laid in this cold and silent grave, in the deep little isle so far away. A cold, cold winter's night, with the turf fire burning and bright, and the snowflakes falling on a winter's day. When St. Patrick's Day it comes, and the shamrocks will be born in the dear little isle so far away. O the Nen Grabo Cree, you're the only land for me. You're the fairest that my eyes did e'er behold. You're the bright star of the world. You're the land St. Patrick blessed. You're the dear little isle so far away.
Music from Brittany featuring Breton Beanew and Bombard from R. Ray Yawonk. Colm O'Donnell sang Erin Graham O'Cree and Hamish Moore and Dick Lee played their Forest Lodge set live. Our radio programme is The Thistle and Shamrock and it comes to you each week from Scotland. We post our playlists online. Look for this week's one within a couple of days at thistleradio.com, where you'll discover a lot more on this music, its performers and our programme, and a set of recent programme playlists is always available by regular mail. Just mention this week's programme, Pipes 101, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to The Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina, 28106. Returning to the majesty of the great Highland bagpipe with Pipe Major Robert Matheson and Ebb Tide, join me next week and we'll delve together into another musical world here on Thistle. See you then. And Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, and the Wallace Foundation, supporting ideas, sharing solutions, expanding opportunities, on the web at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR Music.